It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, filmmaker John Waters is coming to Wisconsin on Thursday. He joins us to talk about LGBT culture and life as an outsider artist.
First, Wisconsin lawmakers have proposed a bill that would create a statewide policy for which bathrooms transgender students can use at schools.
The bill would require transgender students to use bathrooms designated for the gender they were assigned at birth, not the gender that they currently identify with.
Supporters of that proposal say it would provide safety and privacy for all of Wisconsin's students. Opponents argue the new rules could isolate students who already deal with harassment and bullying at school.
Representative Jesse Kramer joined us last Friday to talk about that bill. Representative Kramer, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, let's start off by finding out what you're looking to accomplish with this bill.
Sure. Well, this issue was not on my list of priorities when I ran for office last summer. I've got a lot of what I ran on accomplished already, but this just simply wasn't on my radar. I was aware of the topic following a 2013 story that broke regarding a six-year-old boy who was using the girls' bathroom in Oconomowoc, and the parents stated to the school district that he was transgender. And what the school district ultimately did was they started installing gender-neutral bathrooms. This past fall, however, this same situation occurred in the 59th Assembly District that I represent in a public school. And a senior who was a female identified as a male, and on numerous occasions she was frequenting the boys' bathroom while there were other classmates and students also utilizing this facility. The school district did not have a policy, as many school districts don't in Wisconsin right now. Some are starting to come up with policies, but there were lawyers lined up and ready to defend the student if the district made the wrong decision. And ultimately, the school district decided that the senior would be allowed to use a faculty restroom, and they settled on a policy very similar to what's being proposed by Senator Noss and me. So the actual bill itself basically states that whatever anatomy or chromosomes you were born with at birth, whatever your birth certificate says you're a male, well, then that's the bathroom and the locker room that you should be using. If you are a female, vice versa. And then for the transgender students, they have a way that they can now quietly talk to the school district and say, we want a reasonable alternative, and the school district would have to provide that. That could be exactly what Oconomowoc did. They started putting in separate neutral bathrooms. Or it could be providing something like QOSCM did, a faculty restroom. So that's basically the background behind the bill, why I did it, and what it would ultimately provide as a policy for the state.
So if there were no complaints from students, maybe, as you suggest, feeling uncomfortable that a student with different biological gender was in the same restroom, then that transgender student would no longer be allowed to use those common restrooms, but would be steered toward an alternative.
Correct. And I keep getting the argument from the other side that, well, we're just harassing, we're just discriminating, we're just bullying these transgender kids. And that really, I feel that this policy would provide less bullying and less harassment, because now it can be, these kids can go to the school and quietly say, I'd like an alternative. I don't feel comfortable using my birth gender restroom. And at the same time, I don't have to go walk into the opposite gender restroom and have, you know, maybe for a female identified as a male, have 10 guys standing at a urinal, and I'm walking in there, and they're going to be making fun of me and bullying me and harassing me, because everyone's going to know. Now no one has to know. You can go about it quietly and be accommodated for it.
In response to your bill, some in the transgender community have spoken up and have said that this is a bill that they feel could be damaging to mental health, and that it promotes exclusivity and it makes it so that someone cannot join the group that they feel that they're part of, and that could be damaging for them in a mental capacity. What do you say to that?
Well, it's amazing. All I ever hear from the other side is talk about themselves. This bill, I'm talking about all children. I'm talking about transgender children, and I'm talking about the other students. All I hear from them is, well, you know, this could be damaging to us. Well, what about those other kids? What about the 5-year-old, 6-year-old kid who's in the bathroom drops his trousers to the floor because he's using the urinal like he's been taught. And now you have fifth and sixth grade girls walking in there also. I mean, this is not something that that I think, you know, a lot of parents should be able to talk about anatomical differences on their own time without having to have a young son or daughter in school discovering this because there's mixed genders using every bathroom, every which bathroom. So I think there's an expectation of privacy and dignity and safety for every student involved, not just the transgender student, but also the other students.
Now, as you said, there are some districts in Wisconsin that have already begun to address this. Janesville and Madison, for instance, have come up with their own policies for dealing with this issue. Would this bill, if it were passed, would it override the current way that they've chosen to handle the situation?
Yes. So what this bill does is it actually provides a safety net for our districts in Wisconsin. Right now, there's a case going on in Virginia where a school district came up with a policy similar to what we're discussing here. And what the school district in my district used, providing a reasonable alternative for that transgender child. And what happened was the student is now suing the school district. The ACLU has jumped on board, and President Obama's Department of Justice has written a letter to that school district stating that they may be in violation of Title IX. Well, Title IX is a portion of the Federal Education Amendment of 1972, which discusses sexual discrimination in an educational setting. So what they're stating is this: they may be in violation and may be discriminatory. I want to be clear, though, that we have actual federal case law on our side that supports exactly what we are doing right now. No court has ever ruled against a school that enforced gender-specific bathrooms. In fact, in 2009 in Maricopa County, community college, they were sued because a student who was also an employee wanted to use a women's bathroom. Well, he sued under Title IX, Title VII, which is part of the Civil Rights Act, and the First and 14th Amendments, and the Ninth Circuit Court ruled in favor of the college for safety reasons. So this individual school districts who are coming up with individual policies in Wisconsin will no longer have to, if the federal government comes and decides they want to sue that district and take this district to task, that district isn't on their own anymore. We have a statewide policy now, and our Department of Justice is going to defend that statewide policy, and individual school districts will not be on the hook. It will be the state defending this policy.
We're talking with Representative Jesse Kramer from Kewaskum right now. He has proposed a bill that would create a statewide policy on transgender students using school bathrooms. And going back again to these individual schools, Representative Kramer, why do you think a statewide policy is better than allowing districts to handle the issue as they see fit, as they decide in their own school and community?
Sure, and that's something that I've actually been hearing from my conservative colleagues, the strong conservatives. Let's leave this up to local control. But once again, if you have a policy, say in my school district, where they said exactly what this Virginia school district did, and now you have the federal government coming in and saying, whoa, this is not right, you're in violation of Title IX, well, there's no way that school district is going to be able to defend that. And right now, with a statewide policy, we have the resources at the state level that we can actually go in and defend this and take care of this with the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice has told me, even though we're blazing new territory here, there are a number of states that have looked into this. They are ready to defend this this statute.
And have you heard anything from your districts, from parents and students and teachers, about how they would feel about a bill like this?
It's actually been pretty quiet, and except for some on the left and some in the transgender community. It's been very quiet from the conservative side, and I feel that you know, this is a pretty taboo topic. People don't want to talk about it, and people don't want to be called out as bigots and haters and harassers. I've seen an awful lot of that on the social media already. It's been nonstop the last several days, just the anger out there. So I think people just don't want to be called out on it, and I was sent to Madison to do a job, and that job is to take on tough issues and talk about tough things that other people don't necessarily want to talk about. So I am representing the people of my district. They sent me here for a reason, and I'm not here to live and die by the polls or necessarily to bend my will to political correctness. I'm just going to do what's right for the people of my district.
Representative Kramer, thanks a lot for joining us.
Okay, thank you so much.
That was State Representative Jesse Kramer discussing a new proposal to create a statewide policy on bathroom use for transgender students in Wisconsin schools.